重要的主题。
From the first chapter, we already see a very clear theme.
就是基督是谁
？And who is Jesus Christ?
基督是远远超过天使的。
And Jesus Christ is far superior to all the angels.
基督是神的独生子。
Christ is the only Son of God.
创造者。
He is the Creator.
他是启示者。
He is the Revealer.
他也是托住者。
He is the Sustainer.
更是要审判万有的。
And He will judge all things.
这样因为基督的身份高到这个地步。
And this Christ has such a high status.
所以呢，我们今天有他亲自到我们中间的时候。
And when He is with us personally.
我们应当如何尊重他所传的道？
We need to honor the word that he has preached to us.
这是很重要的一个关键。
This is a very important point.
所以在希伯来书第一章里面，
so in the first chapter of Hebrews,
给我们肯定了基督的位分。
There is an affirmation of the status of Jesus Christ.
我们应当怎样面对这样的一位耶稣基督？
We need to ask ourselves how we could face him.
我不止一次对你们说，人不等于他所吃的是什么。
Many a times we say that man is not what is not a product of what we eat.
人不等于他所想的是什么。
We are not a product of what we think.
人不等于是他所感受的是什么。
We are not a product of our feelings.
人也不等于他到底所经历的是什么。
We are also not products of our experiences.
或者他行为是什么。
Or the product of our acts.
Man is not what he eats, what he thinks, what he feels, what he behaves. A man is what he reacts before God.
人在上帝的面前所做出的反应就是人的定义。
人就等于他对神的反应是如何。
What kind of reaction we have towards the God defines us.
如果你说人是等于他所想的。
If man is equivalent to what he is thinking about,
这是用理性主义的哲学来定论人的价值。
Then we have the philosophy of reason to define us.
如果人只凭着他是感受的是什么，就等于是什么，这是用心理学一种感受的思想来定人的价值。
If we are a product of our feelings, then this is a product of psychology.
如果人等于他是行为所做的，这是用行为心理学的思想来定人的价值。
And again, if you are a product of our action, this is a product of psychology of action.
圣经同这些世界的学问完全不一样。
But the Bible is completely different from all these philosophies of the world.
圣经给我们看见人是神所造，也是为神而被造的。
The Bible shows us clearly that man was created by God and was created for God.
人是唯一被造，超过万有，又可以照着神给的权力来管理万有的。
Man is the only created being that is higher than all beings and also will have dominion over all beings.
不但如此，人是唯一能对神的启示产生反应的。
And man is the only being that can react towards the revelation of God.
所以一个人对神的回应如何，就决定他自己一永恒的价值是什么。
Therefore, our eternal value is determined by our reactions towards God.
一个人对神的启示是接受，是顺从，他就在神的道里面被建立起来了。
When a person accepts the revelation of God and is submissive to Him, he is established in the faith of God.
一个人对神的真理是轻看，是辱骂，他就自己随流失去了。
But when a person despises the truth of God, he will flow away with the times.
所以我们听了神的话之后，我们对神怎么回应，这是关系我们永恒的事情。
So after we listen to the word of God, our reactions will determine our direction in eternity.
当你对这个事情明白到这样深的程度的时候，你听神的话，你的态度就不一样了。
When you are able to understand this in depth, your attitude towards a sermon will be very different.
我个人从很早的时候知道这是一件很严肃的事情，所以我讲道的精神就完全与过去不一样。
Personally, I realized very long ago that this is a very different thing. So my attitude is very different when I preach.
神的道在我口中，这是我怎么样蒙神的恩典，有这样的机会可以被主使用，我应当怎样郑重它，应当怎样严肃地把它传出来。
Because the Lord has special grace on me, His word has to be treated with solemnness in my heart.
神的道进到我耳中，这是我何等的机会，我应当把的话藏在心里，免得我得罪他。
And because of the opportunity that God has given to us, when we hear of His word, we ought to hide it in our hearts so that we will not sin against Him.
因为这对我们讲的话不是人的话。
The words that we listen to are not words of men.
信道是从听道来的。
Faith comes from listening.
听道是从基督的话来的。
And listening comes from the word of Christ.
而基督所讲的话有什么价值呢？
What is the value of the words that Christ has spoken?
这一个事情的基础就是基督是谁？
The foundational question really is who is Jesus Christ?
让你看见整个希伯来书第一章所要解决的问题，就是这位基督是谁？
The first question that the book of Hebrews answer in chapter 1 is who the Christ is.
他所成就的救恩是有多大的价值？
What kind of value is the salvation that Christ has accomplished? What kind of preciousness is the word that he has preached?
二章第一节说，所以我们要一发正中我们所听见的道理。
That's why in 2nd chapter it started by saying we must pay more careful attention therefore to what we have heard.
这个所以的背后是什么呢？
What is behind the word therefore?
对基督论的认识。
It's the understanding of Christology. Christology is so important that although I can really skim through chapter 1,
我们可以用17次的时间把第一章的内容很严肃的先好好的讲出来。
But we spent 17 sessions just on chapter 1 to explain properly to you. When you understand the solemnness of chapter 1, the important themes and its great values, then you will understand the significance of the word therefore. Because Jesus is far superior to all the angels. Therefore we must pay more careful attention to what we have heard.
为什么要把基督跟天使做一个比较, 难道才讲到他的道是这样的重要的?
Why is there a need to compare Jesus with the angels before his word?
因为在那个时候整个犹太的观念中间, 旧约的律法就是天使传下来的道。
Because in the Jewish traditional thought, the Old Testament is given to them by the angels.
天使是何等伟大, 超自然的活物。
Angels are great supernatural beings.
天使是被神从他的宝座自己差遣下来的。
Angels were sent from the throne of God himself.
所以如果你拒绝天使所传来的道，你就等于拒绝了神所差遣的真理了。
So if you reject the messages that are brought by the angels, you reject God.
所以犹太人就死抓住旧约。
So the Jews grab hold of the Old Testament.
他们死守律法。
And they follow the traditions and the laws.
他们律法中间一条加一条的，越演越多，结果变成600多条。 他们结果知道自己永远没有办法行完。
They added so many laws that there are more than 600, and they knew that they cannot accomplish all of them.
虽然我们不能行出来,
although they cannot fulfill the laws, but these are things that the angels passed down. And angels were sent by God. So the law was given because the angels brought it from heaven. Surely we must honor that.
我们不能行出来是我们的软弱。
We are weak and therefore we cannot fulfill the law. But these are messages brought by angels. And these were sent by God. The author of Hebrew wanted to let the Jews know that Jesus was far superior to all the angels, and so we must have an attitude when we come to his word. The more they honor God, the more they despise Jesus Christ. The more they worship God, they persecuted the Christians at the same time. The more they follow the law, the more they think that the gospel ought to be despised. This is a turning point in the writing of Hebrews. Not only does it enlighten us to the true meaning of the Old Testament, the entire Hebrews tells us that the more beautiful covenant is greater than the Old Testament. After we summarize the Old
Testament,
we will see how the prophets have given prophesied about Jesus Christ and how all the prophecies were fulfilled and and how the gospel will preach.
整个旧约的信息竟然的先知没有份的。
The entire Old Testament has nothing to do with the angels.
以先知所预言的救恩没有提到先知可以，没有提到天使可以得救。
Because the salvation as prophesied by the prophets got nothing to do with the angels.
所以天使感到很大的惊奇。
So angels were very curious.
堕落的天使就专门妨碍人。 有侮辱人、试探人、把人陷到罪恶的里面。
The fallen angels will therefore tempt us and obstruct us and bring us into sin.
善良的天使、蒙拣选的天使，他们就很喜欢人可以领受上帝的救恩。
But the good angels, the kind angels, are willing that we receive salvation.
这个我们过去曾经稍微谈过一点。
We have talked about this earlier.
今天我要与大家再一次思想这个。 彼得前书一章第10、11、12这三节的圣经。
And again, we want to go back to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 13.
现在我们大家都打开了彼得前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
我要念第9节、第10节、11、12节，请你们一同开声来念。
I'm going to read 9 and 10. Please read 11 and
12. 念完了以后，我们要花一段的时间，一同思考这几节圣经里面所包含的无穷奥秘里面很深奥的真理。
And then we want to understand the mysteries of the truth to be contained within these words.
我先念第9、第10，你们念11、12，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的什么救恩。 第10节，论到这救恩，那预先说你们的恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀是指什么时候，并怎样的时候。12节，他们得了启示一同读。 他们得了启示，知道他们所传的这一切，不是为自己，乃是为你们那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人。现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事情。 我想，如果我们今天用半个钟头的时间，If
we use half an hour this evening，
使你们分组
，to separate you into groups，
查这一段的圣经
，to study this passage，
来做这个结论出来
，to give us a summary，
把重要的课题都一一列出来
，and to list out the important themes，
你发现这一段圣经里面的奥秘深得不得了。You
will find that there's great mystery within this passage。
请问这里所讲的是论到什么东西
？What is this concerning？
是讲论什么
？It's about
转论什么？ 转论这救恩
，It's about salvation.
讲论这救恩
，It's about salvation.
一般来说，第二章就是说，我们若忽略这般的救恩，我们怎能陶醉呢
？And the second chapter of Hebrews tells us, if we were to ignore the salvation, how can we escape punishment?
这个救恩是借着谁才来到这个世界上的呢
？From whom did this salvation came?
借着谁
？Who?
借着耶稣基督到世界上来的。
It came from Jesus Christ.
当耶稣没有到世界上来的时候
，Before Jesus Christ came to the world，
是不是这个救恩本来就没有人知道呢
？Does it mean that the salvation is a mystery to all？
是不是这个救恩是突然产生，没有预备的呢
？Does it mean that the salvation came without preparation？
不是的
，No。
因为耶稣没有到世界上来以前
，Because before Jesus came，
已经有一批的人在每个时代都在研究考察这个救恩。
There are already a group of people in different generations. Understanding salvation.
继续不断在各时代中间考察研究耶稣基督救恩的到底是哪一种人呢？
Who are these people that continue to study about the salvation of Jesus Christ?
是谁呀？谁？你们不要翻掉，不要盖起来哦。我要问很多问题，你们一面看一面回答我。是谁在考察这个事情呢？
Who studied about salvation?
谁？
的 prophets
是一个先知，或者很多的先知呢
？Was it one prophet or many prophets？
很多的先知是一个时代或者很多的时代呢
？Was it one generation or many generations？
所以这里就印证了希伯来书第1章第1节，上帝既在古时借着众先知。 多方多次的小意列举了。And
so this is similar to the first chapter, first verse of Hebrews. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in many ways.
许多时候，我们对先知的功用，只以为他就是把未来的事情讲出来，这就是结束了。
Many a times we think that prophets are people who talk about the future and that's the end. But that's not the key.
先知是谁是先知?
And prophets are prophets.
按他的这个名词的这个意义来说,
According to the real meaning of the word prophet,
是神的代言人,
they are the spokesmen of God.
上帝旨意的出口,
the person who tells us of the will of God.
先知所讲的话就是神托付他们向世人宣讲出来的话语。
The words of God are words that God has, the words of prophets are words that God has given to them to proclaim.
先知代表神说话,
the prophets represented God.
先知讲错话怎么办呢?
What happens when the prophets say the wrong thing?
先知随便讲话怎么办呢?
If they take a prophecy lightly,
如果先知讲的不是上帝托付他们的怎么办呢?
What if they spoke of things that were not from God?
这就是假先知。
Then we know they are false prophets.
圣经在这件事情上是比别的事情更严肃的, 要以色列人用石头打死这些假先知。
And the Bible treats this as very serious offense, and they wanted the Israelites to stone them to death.
就在生命世纪里面很清楚地告诉我们,
this is a clear teaching in the book of Deuteronomy.
若有人奉耶和华的名对你们讲了一些必成的事, 结果那些事根本没有成就, 你们不要怕他, 你们要用石头把他打死。
If there's a person who used the name of the Lord and prophesied wrongly, do not fear him, you must stone him to death.
这位满有慈爱的神对假冒他传讲道理的人是何等的威严。
This merciful God is so strict towards those who use his name falsely.
今天每个站讲台的人,
and today everyone who stands upon the
pulpit, 应当从神宝座威严的命令学习怎么样顺从怎么样研究怎么样谦卑怎么严谨地传讲上帝的话语。
He needs to learn humility and submission to preach the word of God in front of his almighty throne.
当神的话很严正 勇敢传出来的时候，教会不可能不复兴。
When the word of God is preached courageously and correctly, the church will be revived.
所以这些先知知道他们的神圣的这份，他们不能随便对待自己。
The prophets understood their very solemn duty, and so they took things seriously.
他们对神的回应也是严肃的。
Their reactions towards God has been solemn.
神给他们很严肃的呼召。
God gave them a very solemn calling.
他们对神很严肃的奉献。
And they gave up their lives solemnly to God.
神给他们很严肃的启示。
God gave them solemn revelation.
他们对神的启示很严肃的研究。
And they treated with all solemnness and study.
所以当他们讲出来的时候,
That's why when they speak,
每一句都定准,
every word was correct.
靠着神的灵,
by the Spirit of God,
神所启示的道,
they preach the word that has been revealed by God.
所以这一段圣经告诉我们什么呢?
What does this passage tell us?
论到这个救恩,
with regard to the salvation,
先知们他们曾经预先讲到耶稣要到世界上来时,
the prophets already prophesied the death of Jesus Christ.
他们先相信靠他在他们心中基督的灵。
They studied carefully the spirit of Christ that was within their hearts. All these prophets were quite pathetic. They were not like you and I having a Bible in front of us. The prophets did not have the Old and New Testament. But they had the spirit of God in their hearts. And God revealed this eternal salvation first towards them.
所以他们就相信寻求靠他在他们心中基督的灵。
And so they studied intensely the Spirit of Christ within their hearts.
请问基督来了没有?
Has Christ come?
那个时候基督来了没有?
At that time was Christ there?
你们回答我?
The answer.
那个时候基督来了没有?
If Christ arrived,
基督还没有来,
Jesus was not there yet.
先知们就讲他要来了,
but the prophets already started speaking about
him. 基督还没有来, 他们为什么敢讲他要来?
Why did they do this?
因为基督的灵已经先在他们里面做过,
because the Spirit of God already started working in their hearts.
基督的灵是谁呢?
Who is the Spirit of Christ?
就是启示的灵。
This is the Spirit of Revelation.
基督的灵是谁呢?
Who is the Spirit of Christ?
就是圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit.
基督的灵是谁呢?
Who is the Spirit of Christ?
就是真理的灵。
It's the Spirit of Truth.
基督的灵是谁呢?
Who is the Spirit of Christ?
就是三位一体第三个位格的上帝。
It's the third person of the Triune God.
将圣父所预备的救恩,
so the salvation prepared by God the Father,
就要差遣圣子到世界上来施行拯救,
will be accomplished by the God the Son.
而基督在历史的某一段时 间来了。
And Jesus came at a certain point in human history.
在某一种特别的状况中间为我们死了。
And he died in a special circumstance.
向圣父差遣圣子成为救主。
And so God the Father sent God the Son to be our Savior.
使所有的人在基督里可以领受救恩。
So that all of us will receive salvation within Christ.
凡在基督里面的人
all that are in Christ
都领受了这救赎的恩典。
Has received this grace of salvation.
那么当耶稣没有来以前
before Jesus came,
圣灵就把这件事启示给所有的先知们。
The Holy Spirit already inspired and revealed this to all the prophets.
就有这些的先知。
So all the prophets in the Old Testament.
他们就愿意相信、寻求、考察他们心中基督的灵。
Were willing to find out to study about this Spirit of Christ in their hearts.
寻求考察，他们要得出什么呢？
What are they trying to find?
因为他们要说出关于基督来拯救人的这个道理。
Because they were about to preach the gospel of salvation for Jesus Christ.
那么他们对基督拯救人的步骤和原则是怎么认识的呢？
How did they know about the process and the principles of salvation?
他们提到几件很重要的事情。
They mentioned several very important things.
基督要怎样受苦？
They mentioned about the suffering of Christ.
怎样的时候？
At what time?
是在什么时候?
Under what circumstances?
要怎样受苦?
And how he will suffer?
以后就得着荣耀。
And then he will be glorified.
这里隐藏的就是受苦的基督的信息。
And this is a message of the suffering Christ.
这也是整个旧约的犹太人没有办法明白的。
This was something that the Jews could not understand.
因为他们对上帝那自私的盼望，使他们不能产生正确的基督论的了解。
Because they have a selfish desire towards God, so they cannot have a proper understanding of Christology.
我在讲这一句很重要的话。
I want to say something very important.
因为他们对神的盼望是自私的。
Because their hope towards God is selfish.
他们的自私就使他们曲解了。要来的基督到底是怎样拯救他们？
And their selfishness created a situation of misinterpretation of Jesus Christ.
他们所要的基督是荣耀的基督。
The Christ they wanted was a glorious Christ.
他们所要的基督是拯救他们脱离外邦蹂躏践踏他们这个民族的权柄的基督。
The Christ they wanted was a Christ that would deliver them from their enemies.
他们所要的基督是打仗得胜的基督。
The Christ they wanted was a victorious Christ in the battlefield.
而神说我知道基督是荣耀的。
But God said, I know that Christ is glorious.
基督是透过苦难进到荣耀的。
But Jesus will enter into the glory because of suffering. 基督是经历
受苦才进到得胜的。
And Jesus will become victorious after he has experienced suffering.
犹太人不能听清楚。
And the Jews cannot understand this.
因为他不像先知们详细考察这个事情。
Because unlike the prophets, they did not study it carefully.
今天教会里面很多的人爱听好听的道理。
It is the same in the church. Many people want to listen to great sermons.
只有一小部分的人盼望仔细好好考察神的话真正的意义。
Only a small minority.He wants to understand carefully what the Word of God says.
我相信这几个月你听这个查经的聚会。
I believe that for the past few months you have been here.
你为自己这辈自己过去对上帝的道何等的轻浮。
You have a realization that you have taken the Word of God lightly in the past.
你会感觉到讲台上有多少浪费神给他儿女教训时间那些不应当讲的话。
You will realize that pulpit ministry has wasted a lot of time preaching things that ought not to be preached.
因为我们不愿意详细考察。
Because we are not willing to study carefully.
我们不愿真正寻求真理的意义在。
We are not willing to truly find out the meaning of the truth.
像我们一边做礼拜一边浪费时间。
So while we worship, we also waste our time.
我们一边听到一边没有被建立起来。
While we listen to sermons, we will not establish the faith.
外国有许多人做基督徒做了几十年，他对神的真理，对基督的救恩。总是模糊不清。
This is why many people are still confused about the gospel after decades of worshipping.
这是基督教很可怜的一件事情。
This is a pathetic situation for the church.
这些先知们不是如此。
But the prophets were not like this.
他们预先讲到耶稣要受苦。
They already prophesied about the suffering of Christ.
他们认识的基督是受苦而进入荣耀的基督。
The Christ they understood was a Christ that entered into glorification because of suffering.
这种基督论才是正确路线的基督论。
And this is the Christ. Christology that is taking the right direction.
马丁路德论到耶稣基督的时候，他有两个名称。
Martin Luther used two terms to describe Jesus Christ.
他说的一个叫做 the glorious Christ， 另外这个是 suffering Christ。
The first one is the glorious Christ followed by the suffering Christ。
荣耀的基督同受苦的基督。
the glorious Christ and the suffering Christ.
今天成功神学照样做了犹太人那种自私要神施恩而不愿意明白真理的道路，所以他们所要认识的基督是荣耀的基督。
In prosperity theology today, they follow the Jewish tradition. They want a glorious Christ.
但是今天很可惜的，福音派应当是传讲钉十字架的基督，但是这样的信息在教会里面慢慢被冲淡了。Unfortunately,
among the evangelicals, we need to preach the Jesus Christ of the cross, but such messages are not heard often.
基督是受苦的吗？
Did Jesus suffer?
是。
Yes, he did.
基督是荣耀的吗？
Is he glorious?
是。
Yes, he is.
基督在永恒中间是荣耀的吗？
Is he glorious in eternity?
是。
Yes.
当基督到世界上来的时候，
When he came to the earth,
他是不是把天上的荣耀带下来？
Did he bring down the glory of the heavens?
是不是彰显他在天上的尊贵？
Did he manifest his honor?
大大出风头展示一番，
And to show off to the rest of the world.
他都说你们信我吧。
And said, believe in me.
我就是天上的荣耀的基督。
I'm the glorious Christ from heaven.
你认识我了吗？
Now do you know me?
我们的主不是如此。
That was not how Christ lived.
他生在马槽。
He born, was born in a manger and died on the cross.
他用受苦的路径。
He go through the process of suffering. And he wrote to us the salvation. He served men. And through serving, he gave us his life. I come not to be served, but to serve others and to give up my life to be a ransom for many. Thanks be to God. This method and this principle of Jesus Christ, to whom was it revealed? Of course God knew. Of course Christ knew himself. Of course the Holy Spirit knew. But how did the prophets knew about
this?
And the Bible tells us that the prophets studied carefully to find out about the Spirit of Christ within their hearts. And when they are sure,
有一天,
one day,
救恩要来到,
they knew that salvation will come.
救恩来到的时候,
and when salvation comes, they will know how this Christ will die,
在这样的时候里面死,
at what time,
然后才进到荣耀里面去,
and then he will enter into glory.
讲这种道的人, 有人喜欢听吗?
Is this a popular message? These are not popular messages. So the Jews started to kill the prophets. The person who understands the word of God the most will be persecuted.
追逃来杀害来牺牲这些的先知，
Why did the Jews sacrifice all these prophets?
因为他们有了天使所传的律法，
Because they believed they had the laws from the angels.
当你明白我今天要讲的时候，
When you understand what I'm trying to tell you,
你就看出第一章跟第二章突然间这个转变有何等大的意义在里面。
You will see this great significance between the change of chapter 1 to chapter 2.
因为我们有了天使所传的律法，
If we have the laws from the angels,
为什么还需要这个拿撒勒耶稣讲的话？
Why should we listen to Jesus of Nazareth?
神所差遣的使者，大有权柄的天使把律法赐下来。
If the laws have been given to us by great mighty angels,
为什么还要需要这个被钉子上的架上，连自己都不能救自己，还要救我们的耶稣基督呢？
Why would you want to believe in Jesus Christ who cannot save himself from the cross?
所有对基督错误的认识，
all this wrong understanding about Jesus Christ,
都是从外貌看基督产生的后果。
Are results of looking at Jesus from the external superficial level.
这是整个犹太文化失败的地方。
This is where the entire Jewish culture has failed.
这是整个旧约误认真正的基督应当受苦，他们不了解产生的结果。
And this is the result of misunderstanding of the entire concept of the suffering Christ.
后来保罗悔改以后，
After Paul repented,
他讲了一句话，
He said something.
我们不可凭外貌待人。
We should not treat each other by the way outward looking.
但是以后他自己承认我们曾经用外貌待过基督。
But he admitted that we treated Jesus and judged him by his outward appearance.
当一个人凭着外貌来待基督的时候，
When we treat Jesus in accordance to his outward appearance,
可能他只把基督当作一个革命家。
He may think that Jesus is a revolutionary,
把基督当作一个道德家，
or a moralist,
把基督当作一个民族英雄，
or a hero of the people,
把基督当作一个最伟大的教师，
or a great teacher,
把基督当作对人类新文化新生活的教导者，
or Jesus was a great teacher for new culture for men.
但是如果你以外貌来看基督，
but if you treat Jesus through his external experience,
马槽，直到克西马年，从哥哥他认识他一些良好的教训而已。
And you only learn of his good teaching from the manger all the way to Calvary.
这你就非常用不公义的态度来面对这一位你的主了。
You are treating your Lord in a very unjust manner.
这就是为什么耶稣在世界上的时候。
This was why when Jesus was on earth.
好几次暗示他的身份不像他的听众所认识的。
Many a times he gave a hint that he is not like what they know.
好几次他暗示这些话语。
Many a times he gave hints and clues.
你要知道这以你说话的是谁。
If you know who is speaking to you,
你就早就求他了。
You will surely ask of him.
你若知道这一句说话的就是弥赛亚。
If you know the person speaking to you is the Messiah.
那么你对他的态度应当怎么样？
What kind of attitude will we have?
如果人只回到他身回他原来的地方。
If the Son of Man returns back to where he comes from.
你又怎么样呢？
What will happen to you?
有一天你看见人只驾云降临的时候。
If one day you see the arrival of the Son of Man.
你要怎么样待他呢？
How are you going to treat
him? 那个时候你要怎么？
And what's going to happen to you?
耶稣在世界上的人的时候，
When Jesus was on earth,
随意待他，
they treated him in any way they want.
随意待他。
And they mistreated him.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，
But when Jesus were to come again,
人没有办法办他，他们不知道要怎么办。
There is no way we are going to mistreat him because we will not know what to do.
当人以外貌看耶稣基督的时候，
When we judge Jesus by his outward appearance,
他们就轻看耶稣基督。
We will despise him.
轻看耶稣所讲的话语。
We will despise the words he said.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们有了我们的宗教。
Because we have our religion.
我们有了从天使所传的律法。
We have the laws that came from the angels.
我们有神从宝座差遣他的超自然天使给我们的话语，我们还需要耶稣。
We don't need Jesus Christ if we have the words from the supernatural angels from God.
像你看见越有宗教的人，就越逼迫耶稣基督。
So if those people who are more religious or persecuted Jesus Christ,
越对宗教热心的人，就可能变成耶稣基督越大的仇敌。
The person who is more fervent in religion has always become the greater enemy for Jesus Christ.
包括基督徒在内。
And it includes Christians.
如果基督的教会只停留在宗教的形式上，没有进到救恩的了解上，我们的宗教会使我们成为基督的仇敌。
If the Church of Jesus Christ is only stagnant at the external understanding of our religion, we will become the enemy of Christ.
我们学会了基督教的一套。
We have understood a certain ritual and
rites. 我们可以穿着基督教的牧师袍。
And we can wear the robes of a pastor.
我们可以念基督教所有的礼文。
We can recite a lot of the creeds.
但是可能许多的罪恶就在牧师袍的里面遮盖起来。
But perhaps many of the sins are covered by the robes of the pastor.
许多的败坏就在基督教的形式的里面遮盖起来。
And a lot of decadence will be covered by all these external rituals.
不奇怪，耶稣基督在世界上的时候，这辈最厉害的就是宗教的领袖。
And that is why the greatest persecution came from religious leaders.
连这个假冒伪善的人又灾祸了。
And Jesus said, "Woe be to you, all you hypocrites."
这个假冒伪善的人是谁呢？
And who are these hypocrites?
是强盗吗？
Were they the robbers?
是流氓吗？
Were they the gangsters?
是政治领袖吗？
Were they the political leaders?
绝对不是。
They were not.
是谁呢？
Who were they?
假冒伪善的。
They were the Pharisees.
假冒伪善的律法师啊。
They were the scribes.
耶稣基督对宗教领袖的责备是最不留情的。
And Jesus Christ had stern words for religious leaders.
因为如果宗教只停留在宗教的形式中层次上，没有明白这救恩是超越宗教的，那宗教就变成很可怕的东西了。
If religion is stagnant on a superficial level without truly understanding salvation, religion will become a terrible thing.
到两个礼拜以前，
2 weeks ago,
全印尼被烧的礼拜堂一共是701间。
There have been 701 arson for the churches in Indonesia.
在那以前两天，
and 2 days before that,
只有699间。
There were only 699 churches.
这是正式统计，有真正的确实的证据可以摆出来的。
Now, these are statistical facts.
701间被礼拜堂被烧。
701 churches were burned.
美国的三 K 党没有烧过这么多礼拜。
The Ku Klux Klan did not burn so many churches.
中国的共产党没有烧过这么多的礼拜。
All the communists in China did not destroy that many churches.
就是罗马尼亚的超车库没有摧毁过这么多礼拜堂。
And Ceausescu in Romania did not burn so many churches.
苏联没有烧过这么多礼拜堂。
All in Soviet Union not that many churches were burned.
烧过这些礼拜堂的就是有宗教的人。
Those that burned the church were religious people.
看他们烧礼拜堂的时候，先讲上帝是伟大的，他就把礼拜堂烧掉。
Before they burned the church, they declared that God is great, and then they started burning.
你看见了吗？
Have you seen this?
这个宗教停留在宗教的层次，没有真正明白救恩的意义的时候，是很可怕的事情。
When religion is stagnant on religious level and a superficial level without true understanding of the salvation，
基督教也是如此。
It is the same for Christianity。
基督教为所谓的某一种教义，这就是那些违背圣经的人为的形式来热心的时候，就会把那些真正传福音的人逼迫了。
When Christians are fervent to a certain doctrine that is not from God but from man, we will persecute those who truly preach the word.
我不是说教义不重要。
I'm not saying that doctrines are not important.
我说是那些人为的教义，不是神而来的教义。
I'm talking about man-made doctrines, not from God.
是耶稣基督说，你们把人的遗传代替了上帝的命令了。
That's why Jesus said you have replaced the will of God by the traditions of men.
所以你们拜我也是枉然的。
And so it is futile for you to worship me.
保罗基督徒的时候，保罗逼迫基督徒的时候，
When Paul persecuted the Christians,
他的动机是什么？
What was his motivation?
为了服侍上帝。
He was trying to serve God.
他越热心服侍上帝的时候，他也逼迫基督徒。
The more he wanted to serve God, the more he persecuted the Christians.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为犹太人有自义的罪在他里面。
Because the Jews had the sin of self-righteousness.
自义就是神所看见的最大最大的罪恶。
Self-righteousness is the greatest sin that God can see.
犹太人的自义是建立在神所给他们律法的恩典的上面。
And the self-righteousness of the Jews was established upon the grace that God has given to them in the law.
因为我们这个民族有上帝给我们的活泼的圣言。
Because we are the people of God who has received His word.
因为我们这个民族有天使赐下的律法。
Because we are people that receive the messages from the man.
你是谁？
So who are you?
你耶稣。
You are Jesus Christ.
你拿撒勒人。
From Nazareth.
你竟敢认为你就是我们的救主。
How dare you proclaim yourself to be the Messiah?
他们就杀死他。
And so they killed him.
这样希伯来书第二章告诉我们的。
The second chapter of Hebrews tells us.
既然知道。
Since we already know
耶稣基督是远远超过众天使
that Jesus Christ is far superior to all the angels.
那么如果你们守住天使的话，为什么你看不见耶稣的话比天使所传的话更重要？
How can you not see that the words of Jesus is more important than the words of the angels?
你以为你曾经受过了一些的教训？
You think that you have received certain teachings in the past?
你轻看耶稣带给你们更大的恩典。
And so you despise the greater grace that Jesus brought.
有一些人因为念过神学，永远就不要好好听别人讲道。
And some people, because they finished theological education, they do not want to listen to others.
所以教会里面有一些真正追求的人，就比起很多读过神学的人更懂圣经。
And a lot of people in church who truly want to understand the word are greater than the theologians.
这是很好笑的事情。
And this is something that's quite funny.
教会历史里面最大的神学家加尔文是没有念神学的。
The greatest theologian in church history, John Calvin, has not gone through formal theological education.
对圣经的尊重。
But he has great respect to the word.
对圣经的引用。
And the use of the word.
对圣经全盘性了解的那个贯彻始终的这个一致性。
And the comprehensive understanding he has of the word of God.
Comprehensiveness and the consistency of the understanding of the whole Bible cannot be competed. 许多许多人不能相比。
Many of people cannot be compared with John Calvin.
神是不能开玩笑的。
And God is not to be taken lightly.
我们不能轻慢上帝。
We cannot take God lightly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我听说我们这一次查经会里有一个老牧师，已经差不多60多岁了，每一次都参加，我不知道今天有没有在。
I know that there is a pastor 60-odd years old has been here every single time we are here.
我很感动。
I am very moved.
因为他知道他还需要明白神的话。
Because he knows that he still wants to understand the word of God.
在台北。
In Taipei.
一些的这个神学的院长还来参加这个查经。
There are some principal of the seminaries who are here, who are there.
那些自以为已经有了一些就不要再明白的人，他们就受了很多的亏损。
There are many people who think that they know enough, so they do not want to study further.
这些犹太人。他们说我们有了天使所传的律法，我们还有耶稣所讲的道吗？
So these Jews said that we have received the messages and law from the angels, so we do not need Jesus Christ.
你认为天使很高啊？
Do you think that the angels are very high?
耶稣基督很低，对不对？
And that Jesus is very low status?
你有了天使的话，你就不要耶稣的话吗？
You want the law of the angels and not Jesus Christ?
我告诉你，
Let me tell you this.
耶稣远超过所有的先知。
And Jesus is far superior to all the angels.
第一章提出了这个关键以后呢？
After the first chapter dealt with this.
第二章就追讨。你听见基督的话，你应当怎样郑重？你的怎样的严肃
？The second chapter starts by asking us what kind of attitude towards this understanding.
好，为什么呢
？Why？
因为这是基督的道。
Because this word of Jesus Christ
不只是超过天使
，not only is far superior to the angels，
天使也不明白。
The angels themselves do not understand.
连天使都愿意详细去考察。
The angels themselves long to understand.
所以就这里, 这个连到, 这个彼得前书一章第十一、十二节的时候,
so when we look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 and 11,
你看这历史的程序,
we see the historical process.
众先知愿意详细考察在他们心中的灵。
All the prophets were willing to study about the Spirit of Christ within them.
他们得了启示,
after they received the revelation,
把这些传给你们,
they passed the message to you,
不是为了他们自己,
not for themselves,
乃是为了你们,
but for you.
然后呢,耶稣基督来成全之后呢,
and after the accomplishment of salvation by Christ,
基督是在时空中间真正成全救赎的。
It means that Jesus truly accomplished the salvation within time space.
所以宗教里面的救赎或者他们得救的观念都是一种宗教性的假想。
All the concept of salvation from all other faiths are imaginations in their mind.
Religious illusion.
And this is an illusion.
Religious imagination.
An imagination.
The religious expectation.
It's a religious expectation.
Religious hope.
但是在基督里面的救恩是
historical accomplishment.
But in Jesus Christ, it's a historical and real thing.
我们不像回教徒说，你好好行善吧，以后可能你会得救了。Unlike
the Muslim, we do not say that you do good works and then you will be saved.
祷告上帝啊，求你照着他的善行，给他在你的身边有个好位置。
I'll pray to God that because of the good works, give him a good position in heaven.
那不是我们的想象,
this is not our imagination.
不是我们的愿望,
not our hope.
乃是主的差遣,
but the word of God.
在时空界里面设计的成全,
sent to us and accomplished in real time space.
基督是真正的道成肉身,
and Jesus Christ came really
incarnate.
He really was victorious to us
salvation.
He really went to the cross. He really was resurrected. He really was ascended.
这一位基督,
this Jesus Christ
成全的基督,
has accomplished a salvation
受苦进到荣耀,
that came about from salvation, suffering to glory.
听证这些话的人,
so those of us who listen to these words, we continue to preach. When they preach, they do not preach because they are articulate. They do not preach because they have certificate from the seminary. They preach because of the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel to you. And because of that, we see in verse 11 and 12, from the studying of the prophet, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the preaching of the apostles, there's only one thing that they all preach concerning this salvation. And what did the last verse say? Even angels long to look into these things. We read verse 10 to 12 again.
彼得前书第一章第十到第十二节。
First Peter chapter 1 verses
12, 10 to 12.
Let us read it slowly and loudly.
彼得前书第一章第十到第十二节, 论到这句文, 那预先说, 你们要得恩典的众先知, 早已详细的, 寻求考察, 就是考察, 在他们心里基督的灵, 预先证明, 基督受苦难，后来这荣耀是指什么时候，并怎样的时候，他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为圣灵。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵，传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使 也愿意详细查看这些事。这样清楚,
it is clear here.
这样完美,
it's so beautiful.
这样的深奥,
and such deep mystery.
我一个字一个字去想的时候,
when I thought about this word by word,
我心里很受感,
I was deeply moved in my heart.
先知,
from the prophets,
考察,
and they studied intensely.
基督,
Jesus Christ
受苦,
suffered
进到荣耀,
and entered into glory.
然后人开始传福音,
and then we started preaching the gospel.
靠着圣灵,
by the Holy Spirit,
把福音传给你们,
we preach the gospel to others.
这些事,
all these things
大到什么地步,
are so great.
你说怎么会比天使传的力量更大?
So how can it be greater than the lost preached by the gospel angels?
真的吗?
is it to
face? 这位受苦的基督多大呢?
How big was this suffering Christ?
远超过众天使.
He was far superior to all the angels.
众天使中间,
because among all the angels,
上帝从来曾经对哪一个说?
To whom did God say,
你是我的儿子, 我今天生你?
You are my son, today I'm your father.
没有,
no.
所以你不要把天使跟耶稣比。
So don't compare the angels with Christ.
耶稣超过众天使,
because in Jesus are far superior to the angels. Among all the angels,
从来上帝对哪一个说?
To whom did God say,
你坐在我的右边,
sit on my right hand?
没有,
not one.
只对耶稣基督说,
only spoken to Jesus Christ.
当希伯来书的作者要扭转到第二章的时候,
when the author of Hebrew wants to enter into the second chapter,
他先肯定了, 这些天使的地位是不如耶稣基督的。
He affirmed first of all that the status of the angels are far inferior to Christ.
你们这些犹太人啊,
and towards all you Jews,
你们这些希伯来人啊,
to all you Hebrews,
你们这些亚伯拉罕的后代啊,
to all you descendants of Abraham,
你们以为你们有了天使所传的律法就骄傲了吗?
You think that you have the law from the angels and you are proud?
因为你们有律法你们就轻看外邦的奴仆吗?
Do you think that because of the law the Gentiles are like dogs?
你们有了律法你们不遵守却把先知杀死吗?
Because you have the law, you can kill the prophets.
先知传耶稣基督要死，你们的基督论和他不一样，你们就杀他嘛。
Because the prophets predicted that Jesus will die, do you kill them because you defer?
先知传钉十字架的基督，你们不能接受，一个钉十字架的能拯救你们，你们就杀害先知嘛。
Do you kill the prophets because you cannot accept that the Savior must be crucified?
耶稣基督到世界上来了，你们不能相信他就是神所差来的。
When Jesus came to the earth, you cannot believe that he was
God.
So therefore you crucified him.
你们尊重天使,
you honor the angels. You think that the laws came from the angels. And you despise the word of Christ. But let me tell you this. Even the angels that you honor long to understand Jesus Christ and his salvation. Do you understand this now? Even the angels long to look into this
thing.
Twice we have mentioned how angels partook in all the events of the salvation of Christ. Because they were curious as to why angels do not receive salvation, but men who, being a status lower than angels, had the opportunity for salvation. Even angels long to look into these things. So all you Jews are completely wrong.
律法你就轻看耶稣的经文。
You despise Jesus because you thought you had the law.
所以他说我们的父有这么大的经文怎能陶醉呢?
And so he said, how can we escape if we ignore such a great salvation?
这是很可怜的事情。
And this is a pathetic thing.
律法是天主赐下的吗?
Did the laws came from the angels?
从七十四的一本里面。
From a book.
From the interpretation of Septuagint.
Or in the Septuagint's book.
他们提到的观念是这样。
That's the concept that they have.
犹太人的传统来说,
that's from the Jewish tradition.
他们相信律法是天使赐下的,
they believe that the laws came from the angels.
但到约翰福音提出一句话的时候,
but when the Gospel of John said this,
律法是摩西传下来,
the laws came from Moses.
救恩是从耶稣基督来,
but salvation came from Christ.
这句话就把他们的观念更正过来。
And this will change the concept. Why do we say that there's a need to change this concept? What's wrong with these thousands of years of tradition saying that the laws came from the angels? Isn't it possible that there may be some element of truth? Listen carefully to what I'm going to say next. When Moses was on Mount Horeb, there were voices from this great fire, and he was in this great
heavenly.
And the Bible says that the Lord Jehovah came with the host of heaven. I believe that when the law was given, all the angels were there.
然后摩西从主的手中领受了这十条诫命，神亲自手写的两个法版。
And Moses received the tablet that God has written himself.
然后把这两个法版就带到以色列人中间来。
And he gave these two tablets of the Ten Commandments to the Israelites.
当摩西见以色列人的时候,
when the Moses went to see the Israelites, and when he wanted to tell them of the law,
他们正在犯很大罪。
And they were sinning greatly against God.
他们做了跳舞敬拜金牛犊, 把金牛犊说成就是领他们离开埃及的耶和华。
They were all having a great party there and they were worshipping the golden calf.
这样大的罪要怎么样容忍呢?
How can they accommodate such a great sin?
摩西就把两个法板把它摔破了。
And Moses broke the two stone tablets.
在这件事情上, 上帝没有生气。
And in this matter, God was not angry with him.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为摩西生气的时候, 刚好也就是上帝生气的时候, 所以他是一神一同发愤。
So the because the anger of Moses was the same as the anger of God.
保罗说, 我所发为你们发的愤恨, 就是神所为你发的愤恨一样。
Just like what Apostle Paul said, I am angry about this thing just as God is.
就是一神一同发一怒。
And that is the righteousness, anger of righteousness. And in the anger of God, we are angry. And God used that anger and said to the Israelites, those of you who are for the house of God, come over to
him.
And you can kill each other if you despise God. You kill your brothers because they oppose God. At the day when the law was given, the Levites came towards God. And they killed their own brothers. And 3,000 people died. The day that the law was given, 3,000 people died. And in the New Testament, when the New Testament was given to us, 3,000 people were baptized. So you see the manifestation of the glory of God. Are the laws given to us by Moses? It was God through Moses gave the laws to the Israelites. Could Moses give the law himself by his own authority? No. And God came to Mount Horeb with all the hosts of heaven. And so because of that, people say the law came from the angels. The laws came from the angels. From a certain angle, it seems to be right. But there is a difference between Moses giving the law and Jesus Christ giving the salvation. I think that this is a revolutionary statement. You want to be very careful with the Bible when you come to a word that seems revolutionary in nature. Because this is what God has said. And that is a turning point. From that point onwards, the time to come it will be different from the time before. The concept of blessing by God in Old Testament, many a times it's confined within material wealth. And God gave us a smooth journey and prosperity in all things. That you have a lot of descendants. You can eat of the fruits that you
plant.
You can enjoy peace and prosperity. And this means that God is with you. This means that God blesses you. But Jesus gave us a revolutionary thought when he talked about the blessing of God. What did Jesus say? Do not be afraid of that which can kill your physical body but not your spirit. After saying that, the new time has arrived. Peter was killed. Stephen was killed. Many children of God were persecuted and killed. They no longer think that this is not because their God does not bless them. No longer do they think that it's because God is not with them. Because they find new light in this revolutionary statement by Christ. The Jews cannot understand this. They still grab hold to the old teaching in the tradition. The laws are the most important. Because they came from the angels. But Jesus is not important. The author of Hebrews tells us, how can you not honor the word of Jesus Christ who is far superior to the angels? You are wrong. Because even the angels long to understand the salvation of Christ. And yet you despise him.
如果你轻看一个人,
if you despise someone,
算什么?
It's no big deal. It's no big deal.
直到有一天你发现你的教授在读那个人的书的时候，你就才说我算什么。
Until one day you discover that your professor actually studied under this guy, then you think you are not big deal. Even my professor already studied under him. How could I have despised him earlier? Then you understand what I'm trying to tell you here.
你明白了吗?
Have you understood
this?
There's a person who sends an essay to the publisher. And the newspaper editor edited it greatly.
搞完了以后呢?
After that,
这个人气得不得了啊,
this person was very angry.
And up
he showed the original work, and then the editor realized it's a work from Shakespeare. And now the editor was ashamed. He edited the work of Shakespeare. And he kept changing every single word. Because he thought his English is better than Shakespeare.
曾经发生过一样的这样的事情。There's
something that happened within the world of music.
在莫斯科的这个 conservatory 里面,
in the conservatory in Moscow,
有个音乐院的院长叫做 Anton Rubinstein.
There is a principal there called Anton Rubinstein.
在这个院长的下面有个老师,
there is a teacher under him.
这个老师比他年轻的多,
who was quite young.
这个叫 Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky.
It's Peter Tchaikovsky.
有一天呢, Peter Tchaikovsky 做了一个 piano concerto.
Tchaikovsky composed a piano concerto.
那是第一次他去 concerto.
That was the first time he composed
piano concerto number one.
Concerto number
我想你们中间有一些人不大知道，但是听过里面一些调。
Maybe you have heard the tune in there.
Ding dong, ding dong, dong, ding dong, ding dong. 听了吗？ 至少现在听了，对不对？ 那么他写完了以后呢？
After he finished that,
第二段的时候，
when he comes to the second stanza,
Tchaikovsky 的旋律美得不得了。
It's a beautiful harmony.
但是我现在告诉你， 那个旋律哪里来的？
Where did this melody comes from? Where did this melody come from? It came from the mouth of a beggar. I'm telling you this so you learn something new. When Tchaikovsky was traveling in the underground tube, he heard a blind beggar blowing this in his flute.
我从来没有听过这么美的旋律。
He said, I've never heard such beautiful melody before.
笔拿出来,
and he took out his pen and quickly composed it.
就拿了copyright没有给他钱就走了。
And he did not pay royalty for this.
就写在他的 piano concerto number one second movement做主题。
And it's the main theme of the second movement of the piano concerto.
你不要看不起乞丐, 很多乞丐贡献很大的。
So do not despise the beggars.
而且你还没有付他 copyright.
And you never pay them their rice.
后来他把 piano concerto 做完了以后，
after he finished that,
就交给院长 Anton Rubinstein 看。
He gave to Rubinstein to review.
Rubinstein 看完了以后，
after Rubinstein reviewed the work,
你知道他讲什么？
You know what he said?
不行，
it's not good enough.
你做得不好，
that's not very good.
你给我改，
change it.
改得好好的，
I did it.
否则不给你演奏的机会，
or I will not let you perform this.
Tchaikovsky,
and Tchaikovsky asked him
那天晚上，
and that evening,
在他的日记里面写什么?
In his diary, he wrote,
我不能改已经完美的东西。
I cannot change that which has been perfected.
Something that is perfect, I cannot correct anything. Not even one note should be or need to be corrected.
连一个音符也不可以改。
连一个音也不能改。 So I will keep it like that. That is original perfection.
所以已经完美了, 所以叫保存下来。他不要改。 He doesn't want to change it.
那么就不能演了,
so he cannot have a performance.
不能演不要紧,
it's okay for him.
他就把它寄到美国去,
he sends it to America.
Chicago 看了这个,
after Chicago sees it,
拉下,
and they try it.
<音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音>
They thought it was beautiful.
所以他们就演奏了,
and so they played.
一演奏就万人空巷,
and lots of people came.
马上不明惊人, 不明则以一鸣惊人。
And suddenly it was a very famous word.
我真的因为这轰动起来。
And it was a great movement.
他们就哇鼓掌啊。
Lots of people applauded it.
这么好的音乐。
Such beautiful music.
就寄一封信给他了。
And they sent a reply to him.
他看到。
And then he saw it.
你有眼不识泰山。
And he said that the principal did not know a good word.
看到 anything which is perfect already.
And it's already perfected.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you this.
从那一天开始。
From that time onwards.
一个字不改。
He did not change a word.
这个 piano concerto 变成历史上最美的几个 piano concerto 之一。
This became one of the most beautiful piano concertos in the world.
全世界演奏这 concerto 的数目没有输给贝多芬第四或者第五的 concerto.
And many people played this concerto more than the works of Beethoven.
次数多得不得了。
Many times it was repeated.
直到今天。
Until today.
一个字没有改。
Not a single note was changed.
而且 Tchaikovsky 的名字就全世界都明白了。
And the word Tchaikovsky is known by all.
但是 Anton Rubinstein.
But Anton Rubinstein,
我今天如果没有提，可能你从来没有听过他的名字。
If I don't mention his name, probably you don't know him.
但是那一天
，But that day,
因为他是院长
，Because he was the principal,
你算什么
？He said you are nothing.
你明白了吗
？Do you understand this?
所以犹太人说
，So the Jews said,
律法是天使传教。
The laws came from the angels.
你是谁
？Who are you?
耶稣写的地。
And Jesus wrote in his diary.
Anything that is perfect cannot be corrected.
已经完美的不能够更改。
基督中绝对完美者。
Jesus is the absolute perfection.
完美的完美。
He's the perfection of perfection.
当基督自己来讲话的时候。
When Jesus spoke himself.
道成肉身的时候。
When he's God incarnate.
犹太人怎么对待他呢
？How did the Jews treat him?
把他钉在十字架。
They crucified him.
他们知道他钉谁吗
？Do they know what they are doing?
他们钉死比天使更高的那一位。
They crucified someone who was far superior to the angels.
他们钉死神的独生子。
They crucified the Son of God.
而且他们说把他钉十字架。
They said crucify him.
罪归于我们，以我们的子孙的身上。
That the sin may be upon us and our descendants.
所以保罗说。
And so Paul said.
如果他们真知道、真认识基督
，If they truly know Jesus Christ,
他们就不会把他钉在十字架。
They would not have crucified him.
当基督受苦难的时候。
When Jesus suffered,
他竟然不为自己求任何的保护。
He did not ask for protection for himself.
所以当彼得把马勒古的耳朵砍下来的时候。
So when Peter sliced off the ear of Malchus,
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
收刀入鞘吧。
Keep your life.
因为动刀的必死在刀下。
Because those that use the sword will die by the sword.
岂不知我可以求我父派少营的天使来照顾我吗
？Do you not know that I can ask the Father send 12 legions of angels to protect me?
但是
，However，
如果是这样
，If this is the case，
论到我受苦的事，怎么可以成全
？How can my suffering be accomplished？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
那些不懂的人
，Those who do not know，
让他们不懂。
Let them be ignorant. Those who despise Christ. Let them carry on.
从来不知道他不认识基督所做的罪恶，所行的错事是何等可怜，何等应当懊悔。
They do not know of the great significance of the sins that they have committed because they do not know Jesus Christ.
我们今天认识基督的人，我们应当如何
？But what about those of us who already know Christ?
我们大家再读第一节。
Let us read verse 1 again.
现在你现在很明白第一节为什么这样写了。
Now you know why verse 1 is drafted this way.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第二章，所以我们当一发正中。我们当预发正中所听见的道理。
So we must pay more careful attention to what we have heard.
免得我们随流失去。
So that we do not drift away.
一个人不能懊悔他的错误是最可怜的。
It is the most pathetic situation when a person cannot regret his past.
一个人不能懊悔他所失去的是更可怜的。
If a person cannot regret what he has lost is worse.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他没有得罪过。
Because he has never received.
他就不知道他如果没有得到，他损失多少。
So he does not know what he has lost.
请你再听这句话。
Listen to it carefully again.
如果你参加过一个很好的聚会。
If you participate in a good gathering.
你回去对你的朋友说：“哎呀，可惜你没有来啊，很好啊，你损失。”他说：“损失什么？我去不去一样饭。”
You tell someone that you really miss a great gathering, that person will not get it.
哎呀，不必乱宣传吹牛了。
He said, "Don't boast about it."
我不欠你的损失嘛。
I have not lost anything by not
doing. You never regret what you didn't get.
你没有拿到的东西，你就不能够后悔。
Because you never realize what is your loss.
因为你不知道你所失去的是什么。
这是一种矛盾的定律。
And this is a controversial thing.
当一个人没有真正知道他失去是何等大的福气的时候，他就不会为那个失去而懊悔。
A person will not regret when they don't realize what they have lost.
有一次我要劝一个人去看一个很好的风景.
Once I wanted to ask someone to go to look at a very nice scenery.
他说反正风景都一样，没有什么好看的.
He said, well, all sceneries are the same.
后来我对他讲一句话,
After that, I said to him,
如果你不去，你永远不知道怎么后悔.
If you don't go, you will never know how to regret.
他说你说什么?
He said, what are you talking about?
你连怎么后悔都不懂意思吗?
I would tell him, you don't even know how to regret.
连后悔都不懂.
What does it mean, not knowing how to regret?
你不相信你跟我去.
He said, you don't believe me, you follow me.
哪里严重到这里，我去看看。
He said, how can it be so serious? Let me go.
他去看的时候,
but after he went there,
好在我来了。
He said, well, fortunately I came.
如果我不来，我真的不知道怎么后悔。
If I did not come, I won't know how to regret.
那你明白了吗?
Do you understand?
很多人才知道什么叫做健康。
Many people know about health.
什么时候呢?
Why do they know?
不是当他健康的时候,
not when they are healthy.
当他已经把健康糟蹋，弄到身体已经败坏的时候，才想我从前也曾经健康过。
Only when they are sick and they are given away their health, then they say, in the past I was once healthy.
很多人有牙齿的时候没有好好用。
Many people do not use their teeth properly.
掉到不能吃饭，感觉到很苦的，看见别人牙齿，见过的饭子，我从前牙齿比你大一点。
And then when their teeth is all decayed, then they say, in the past I also had a good set of teeth.
你不要像那样。当你像那样的时候，
when you are like this,
你已经没有救药了。
There is no change.
所以这一节圣经告诉我们，
this Bible verse tells us,
正中所听见的,
we must pay more careful attention to what we
heard,
so that we do not drift away.
许多人一面听到,
many people listen to the sermon and still drift
away. 一面听到, 一面跟世界走,
and they listen to sermons and they still move with the
world.
Is this a good thing?
好,
it's very good.
照样去嫖,
and they visit prostitutes, they gamble,
照样去办奸淫,
they have adultery,
照样去找女人,
they still look for women,
照样去策划眼罗,
and they do all kinds of things in life.
你到底正中不正中你所听得到的?
Do you pay careful attention to the word you listen to?
你知道不知道历史中间所有最重要的话，就是有关于基督从救赎的话，在人类历史中间传出来的那一段时刻吗？
Do you not know that the most important words in the human history can be found in the period of time when Jesus spoke to us?
你知道你一生中间最宝贵的时间是什么时间呢？
Do you not know what is the most precious time in your entire life?
比如当基督救赎的恩的奥秘，圣灵开导你，对你内心的深处所光照出来，给你明白的那段时刻，是你一生最重要的时刻。
The most precious and most important time in your life is when you're enlightened by the Holy Spirit in your heart.
一个人对这个诗歌回应的时候，
when a person have a reaction towards this thing,
抗拒救恩,
when he rejects the gospel,
抗拒自己永永远远的俘虏,
he has rejected the eternal blessing that he has.
一个人领受救恩,
but when a person accepts the salvation,
正中所听得到,
and treat carefully the word he listens to,
敬重自己永永远远的地位,
he is looking at his eternal perspective and respect his
and
eternal position.
Is what he reacts before God.
一个人是因着他在上帝面前所做的反应所下的,
react to what?
怎么样的反应?
React to the salvation of Jesus Christ.
就是对上帝的救恩的反应。
先知怎样言说?
The prophets were solemn in this aspect.
先知怎么样考察?
The prophets studied carefully.
那考察了他怎么样信?
And what did they believe after they studied?
他们怎么样预言?
How they prophesied?
怎么样传?
How they preached?
传到就是死他也甘愿。
And they preached till death.
因为他正中他所预言的意思。
Because they pay careful attention to the Jesus Christ they
prophesied.
When the Old Testament prophets
died,
they died holding on to their
faith.
They were steadfast to the word. They pay careful attention to
it.
Until death they are
waiting. The
author of Hebrew wants all of us who listen to really take good care of this
word.
If Jesus is far superior to the angels, and he's speaking to you personally, how can you think that the law of the angels is greater than Jesus Christ? Therefore we must pay more careful attention to what we have listened. In case we drift away. There are many people who are lost after listening. They are lost after listening to gospel. They are lost after listening to salvation. There's only one reason. Because they don't pay careful attention. They despise
it.
They ignore it. Let me tell you this. A person who ignores the gospel of salvation ignores his eternal spirit. Have you listened to this carefully? Do you understand this? So this evening, may all of us understand this important point.
耶稣基督。
And because of that, we love Jesus even more.
受苦进入荣耀的基督。
The Christ who has suffered and entered into glory for us.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的生命。
He is our life.
他是我们生命的君王。
He is the King of our life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天我就讲到这个地方。
And I'm going to stop here.
我们一同站起来祷告。
Let us stand up and pray together.
为我们对道的严肃性。
And to pray for our solemnness towards the word.
道的严谨性。
And the strict attention to the word.
对道的尊重。
The honor we give to the word.
对道的回应。
The reaction we have towards the word.
我们有个新的态度。
Let us have a new attitude.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
如果这些重要的道在新加坡讲出来了。
If all these important messages have been preached in Singapore.
听的人没有太多。
And there's not many people who listen to it.
求主可怜新加坡。
We pray that the Lord have mercy on Singapore.
求主复兴他的教会。
That the God will revive the church.
我们大家恳切开声祷告。
Let us pray together.
每一位